Hey, what's up, Gino? You got Greg Larner today. I am solo, but we are going to get into a lot of different college football stuff. Obviously, the college football playoff rankings came out last night, and some here in the Volunteer State were not too happy to see where Tennessee was ranked, officially behind Ohio State. Again, make it make sense sometimes. I don't get it. Ohio State just lost at home as a 23-point favorite to the rival Michigan. Tennessee, they finished the season strong, somehow still ranked behind them. Again, not sure about the College Football Playoff Committee, a little bit confused, but things will be a bit cleared up this weekend. We've got championship weekend in college football ahead of us, a lot of good matchups. We've got a couple on Friday, the Mountain West Championship between number 20 UNLV and number 10 Boise State. You also have in the American Athletic Conference, Tulane will take on number 24 Army. And then on Saturday, we've got Iowa State, number 16 team in the land, taking on the 15th ranked Arizona State Sun Devils. We'll see who wins that game. I'm going to skip over our game of the week and we'll come back to that. Just wanted to kind of give you a little bit of a landscape here of what we have coming up this weekend in college football. And then at 8 o'clock, the Big Ten championship game, number 3, Penn State, number 1, Oregon, 11-1 versus 12-0. That's an interesting game to me because it always seemed like it was going to be Oregon, Ohio State. Personally, I really wanted to see that rematch. That to me is a much better game than the one we're going to see on Saturday night between Oregon and Penn State. And then another one at Saturday night, we have the ACC championship game. Again, who would have thought Clemson and SMU? SMU would be ranked higher than Clemson coming into this season. Again, wild. But our game of the week, it is going to be at 4 o'clock on ABC. It's the SEC championship game. It's the rematch. Georgia, the number 5 team in the land, versus Texas, the number 2 team in the land right now. That game is coming to us from Atlanta. Again, it was kind of an outlier performance for Texas in that game. You got to give a lot of credit the first time around to Kirby Smart and that Georgia defense. They stifled that offense for the Longhorns. But really, it's been the defense that's been more impressive for Texas. They've got an incredibly dominant D this year. They've allowed 11 offensive touchdowns in 8 SEC games. Now, if we're going to go over to the NFL side of things now, Thursday Night Football, 8:15 on Prime Video, Packers, Lions, lock in for that one tomorrow. That's two of the best teams in the NFC and in the NFC North. The Packers lost to the Lions the first go-round, trying to kind of exact some revenge. And the Packers haven't been playing great football, but they've been finding ways to win. It's going to be interesting to see if they go on the road this time and if they can kind of put it all together and beat the best team in the NFC and one of the best teams, if not the best team, in all of the NFL in their house like they did to them last year on Thanksgiving. That is your Chat It Up Sports update here on Hits 96. You can find us all over social media at Chatted Up Sports, wherever you get your podcasts. 5 stars, nothing less. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend as well. Rate, subscribe, all that good stuff on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get your podcasts. I hope you all have had a fantastic Thanksgiving. Gino, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving as well. We'll see you next time, my man.